was a fair and pleasant day, all shine and sand and sea. The waves were gently rolling in, borne by a tropic breeze. Borne by a tropic breeze, me lad, borne by a tropic breeze. Numoto sat as he often sat in the shade of the rubagub tree. In the shade of a rubagub tree. Now what do you think about that? Such a curious sight, this elephant mite, as on his bench he sat. As on his bench he sat, me lads, as on his bench he sat. His brown suitcase and bumper shoot, and sporting a red top hat. And as he gazed beyond the foam, such longing and despair, he wished with all his aching heart some ship might take him there. Some ship might take him there, me lad, some ship might take him there. He'd grieve no more this jungle shore, drive away dull care. Then a flash of white upon the blue, was that a sail he spied? Could that speck be his ship sailing on the evening tide? Sailing on the evening tide, me lad, sailing on the evening tide. That ship grew clear as she drew near, my ship's come at last, he cried. My ship's come at last, he cried, and his top hat he did wave. He gave a toot from his great trunk as she anchored in the bay. She anchored in the bay, me lad, she anchored in the bay. They launched a lifeboat overside, pulled in through the spray. As the moto dashed to greet the boat, he was most surprised to see an elephant seated in the bow, waving back at he. Yes, waving back at he, my lads, waving back at he. A pink straw hat perched on her pate, as jaunty as could be. He gallantly offered her his trunk as she stepped out on the shore. What a paradise this is, said she, who could ask for more? Oh, who could ask for more, me lads, who could ask for more? She curled her trunk all round his neck, saying, who could ask for more? And she curled her trunk all round his neck, saying, who could ask for more?